السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم، يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا، ويمسي مؤمنا أو يصبح كافرا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الهجرة من هجر ما منع الله عليه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are in the first month of the new Islamic calendar, Muharram al-Haram. Today is 9th of Muharram, and tomorrow will be Yawm Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. This month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a sacred month. And the division of the months, of the 12 months in the year, that is due, you know, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan. And amongst those 12 months, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted, the 4 months are sacred. Among those 4 months, this one is Muharram al-Haram. So in olden days, there was no Islamic calendar, as I've spoken before also, up till the 18 years after Hijrah, after Rasulullah ﷺ migrated to Medina Munawwara, 18 years passed. There was no Islamic proper calendar in Makkatul Mukarramah while Rasulullah was there for 30 years. And after the migration until his demise, 10 more years, there was no Islamic calendar. Then the time of Hadith Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, 2 years, 4 months, there was no Islamic calendar. In the time of Hadith Umar radiallahu ta'ala, up till the 18 years after Hijrah, there was no correspondence, there was no proper calendar. But then Hadith Abu Musa Ashari and all the governors were in the Basra and Yemen and Kufa. So they used to correspond with Amirul Mu'mineen. The capital was Madinah Munawwara. And whatever ahkam and orders Hadith Umar radiallahu ta'ala to write it down and send it to them, by the time it used to reach there, it used to pass 2-3 weeks or months. So they were confused which order was first, which order was second, and which one they should follow, and which one they should leave. So they requested Umar radiallahu ta'ala an that you must fix the date. So that was very important task. So that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, made a meeting in Masjid al-Nabawi and called all the Sahaba who were present at the time and made the mashwara, what should we do. So different Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu given different opinions. Some of them say we should start the Islamic calendar with the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the final Rasul of Allah, Khatimun Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen. So it is appropriate that we should also begin our Islamic calendar with this great event of the birth, the Mubarak and blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, no, this is not good, because Christians also have their calendar based on the birth of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ. It's going to be similar. We should be have something different. So some of them suggested that we should put the, you know, start the calendar with the death and demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a great tragedy that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us. So that event should have our beginning Islamic calendar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala again said, no, this is not good, because whenever the new year will start, we are going to mourn and remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam death and demise. So it doesn't make sense. It's not a happy occasion. Some of them say different opinions. Eventually, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in the gathering, and he was very wise. And always, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to respect the opinion, knowledge, and experience of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him in one of the hadiths, أنا مدينة الباب وعلي أنا مدي أنا مدينة العلم وعلي باب. I am the city of knowledge and Hadrat Ali is the gate of that city. That's how important the intellect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. He was a very wise person. So he was quiet, he was not giving any mashwara opinion. And this is one of the etiquette. If you are sitting in the mashwara, you should not expose yourself. Oh, I am more learned, or I have more experience. People must take my opinion and ask me first. No, you should always have humbleness in you. You know, man tawaza alillahi rafa'ullah. Whoever have tawazu and humbleness for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will elevate his status. Anyway, so that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu observed and he said, Ya Ali, what's your opinion? Why you are quiet? Give your opinion too. So then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in my humble opinion, we should start the Islamic calendar with the event of the Hijrah, migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah. Because this is the turning point of Islam. All 13 years of the Nubuwwat in Makkah Mukarramah, Islam was lower, had no power, was not spreading, only few handful people accepted Islam, and whoever used to accept Islam used to go through with the difficulties and hardship and humiliation. After the migration, Islam got the strength and power and freedom, and the Islam is spread on the four corners of the world. So this is the turning point of Islam. We should start with the event of migration and hijrah. And then Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala said, yes, I like that opinion and I support that opinion. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala also accepted that opinion. It makes a lot of sense. So he said, yes, we're going to start our Islamic calendar with the event of hijrah. Although the hijrah took place in Rabiul Awwal, but they brought forward, backward, and then they said Muharram al-Haram. Why? Because the Hujjaj who go for Hajj in those days, they used to return back in beginning of the Muharram. So those Hujjaj who go for Hajj, it means they get the new life. Their all sins are forgiven. You know, because of the Hajj, their sins are forgiven and they return back as a newborn baby. So they're going to start, when they come back, they're going to start their new life, a new chapter of their lives. Right? So it's the new beginning. So that's why it makes sense that we should keep our calendar the first month as a Muharram. And this is very sacred month as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted in the Holy Quran. So they unanimously accepted that we should start our Islamic calendar with the event of Hijrah. And the first month of the Islamic calendar should be Muharram al-Haram. Now, ulama said Haram meaning ihtiram, and haram meaning forbidden, that we should not do bloodshed, we should not kill each other, it is not allowed during the month of Muharram. And the other meaning is we should respect and honor. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said dhalika dilul qayyum fala tazlimu anfusakum. Immediately when he said these are the four sacred months, fala tazlimu anfusakum, then you should not oppress yourselves during this period. What does it mean? Allah explained that any person who is committing sin, he is making zulam upon himself or herself. Any violation of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to have effect or reflection on his own life. He will suffer. He will face the consequences of this disobedience of Allah's command. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. So don't oppress yourself by violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by disobeying his order. So Imam Abu Bakr Jassas rahmatullah alayhi has explained that whoever controls himself or herself during this month of Muharram out of respect and honor for this holy month, and deliberately, intentionally doesn't commit sin. He holds himself, his desire, his lust. So because of that sacrifice, because of that little effort, he's trying to control himself by committing sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the ability, you know, to continue this kind of, you know, strength and power and abstain himself from committing sin rest of the year. So this is the benefit. If you cannot do too much work, and because of the ihtiram, the days are more respectful and honorable, whatever ibadah and worship we do during this month of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates the reward. If you fast any other month, you will get the reward for fasting, but during the month of Muharram, the thawab and reward will increase. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that Yawm Ashura, the whoever fasts on the 10th of Muharram, which will be tomorrow inshallah, he said, the 1 year of his sins will be forgiven. That's the benefit of fasting on Yawm Ashura. And Yawm Ashura was so important, prior to the Fardiyat of Ramadan, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala narrated this hadith, that before Ramadan became Farad and compulsory fasting month, the Yawm Ashura used to be the compulsory fast. In Makkah Mukarrama, all the Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast on Yawm Ashura compulsory. But when after Medina, after Hijrah to Medina, second year after Hijrah, the ayat was revealed, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykum siyam. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the whole month of Ramadan as compulsory fast. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared, whoever you want to fast on Yawm Ashura, he should fast, continue fasting as optional and volunteer fast. And those who want to leave it and don't want to fast is okay, because no more Ashura is for us now. Ashura became nafal and optional fast. But the reward and thawab is there. In one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, because during this month of Muharram, on Yawm Ashura, on the 10th of Muharram, the Ark of Noah alayhi salam was settled on the Mount Judi. That was the 10th of Muharram, Yawm Ashura. So out of respect and honor, Hazrat Noah alayhi salam fasted, and he commanded his ummah and followers to fast on Yawm Ashura. And second incident was Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, when according to revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he left during the night with the Bani Israel, and he was crossing the sea, and there Fir'aun came with his army to follow and capture them. So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, and Fir'aun and his army drowned into the same water. That incident also took place during the on the Yawm Ashura. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and why we have to remember and remind ourselves these two important events during the month of Muharram. One incident of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam is a long story, but the point is that when Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam preached the ummah for 950 years, longest period of tabligh amongst all the Anbiya alayhi salam was the period of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. And he complained towards the end, Hazrat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, I invited them day and night, laylan wa naharan, and they did not accept, they don't want to accept, they are so stubborn, and they are just rejecting, they are rebellious. Now, you know, destroy them. That was the curse of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted, and he said, yes, I'm going to send my azab and punishment in the form of flood. It will come, the rain will come down from the heaven, and the water will come out from the earth as well. And they all will be drowned. Now, to protect yourself, you must make the ark. Nuh alayhi salam, at the time, haven't seen the ark. He didn't know how to build the ark. So Jibril alayhi salam came down, and he showed and helped him how to make the ark. So while he was building the ark out of wood, you know, pine wood or whatever, at the time. These people, the people of Nuh alayhi salam, used to come and mock on him. Hey, why are you making such a huge, there is no water here. There was a drought at the time, and water was scarce, even for the drinking water. It was not available. He said, we don't even have water to drink, and here you are building such a huge ark. Are you mad? Are you crazy? And they used to mock and laugh at him. But because there was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what, outwardly, it was not making any sense. But because it was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, with full conviction, was busy making the ark according to the instruction of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the point we have to learn, that outwardly it doesn't make sense to us sometimes. But because this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should do it. Regardless, it makes sense to us, it doesn't make sense to us. As long as it is the command of Allah and the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should follow. And this was exactly what Nuh alayhi wa sallam did. And he was just tolerating, listening to them, you know, and not objecting or arguing with them. He was busy making the ark, and then time came and flood came, and we know what happened. So this is the first lesson we have to learn from this whole incident, that 100% we have to have the faith and conviction in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should do as it is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless it makes sense to us or doesn't make sense to us. The second incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, it also took place in Yawm Ashura on the 10th of Muharram. Here also, when Israel was so oppressed, you know, by the oppression zulam of Fir'aun, and he was doing whatever he was doing with them. And here Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was trying to, you know, set them free from the oppression of Fir'aun. They are not appreciating. When they came and they saw the huge army and Fir'aun coming, you know, after them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, described in the Holy Quran, فَلَمَّا تَرَأَ الْجَمْعَانِ, when these two groups, one side Bani Israel, Musa al-Islam, other side Fir'aun and his army, فَلَمَّا تَرَأَ الْجَمْعَانِ, these both groups have seen each other, قَالَ صَحَابُ مُوسَى, the Bani Israel said to Musa al-Islam, complaining, that we were better off in Egypt, although we had been persecution and zulam and all this we are going through, but we were obeying Fir'aun, and whatever he's doing, but we were surviving there. Here, we came disobeying the Fir'aun. Now what he's going to do with us, we don't know. And he said, Inna la mudrakun, we are very soon will be taken over by Fir'aun his army. That was the fear going through in the minds of Bani Israel, because they were new Muslims. Their iman was not that strong and firm in the heart. They were still shaky. So the moment they saw something against their nature, they immediately became frightened and afraid of the Fir'aun and his army. But here, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was Kalimullah. He was Ulul Azm, Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very steadfast Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with full conviction. Although he was watching the same scenario as the Bani Israel watching, but see the difference of eyesight. They were watching with the fear and with the lack of iman and weak of iman. And same scenario, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is looking at with the full conviction and faith in the Qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So looking are same, but the heart and you know the impression was totally different. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam with full conviction, qala kalla. This one word has full conviction in it, 100% faith in believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Qudrat, because I did not come with my own way, with my own plan. This was a revelation. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am just following step by step the command of Allah, word by word. Whatever Allah has commanded me to do, I am doing. So I am wrong. I am not wrong in this regard, because I am following the 100% the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely I will be successful. Allah will protect me. He said, Qala kalla. Definitely, most certainly, it will never happen. Inna ma'ya rabbi sayahdeen. Definitely, most certainly, my Lord is with me. My Allah is with me. When Allah is with me, I don't care about the world. This is the sifat of the true believer. And all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every individual have this part of the iman. This much of iman in their heart, they used to go anywhere without fear. They never used to afraid of the Roman Empire or Persian Empire. One person is entering to the palace of Persian Empire and fearless. You know, how they used to gain this you know, himma and this azm and this strength and this courage is because of the iman, because of the conviction. He said, Kalla, inna ma'i rabbi sayahdeen, my Lord is with me, and definitely, most certainly, he is going to guide me. فَأَوْحَيْنَا. Look at the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately with the letter fa. And in the grammatically, when the fa comes for the immediate response. The moment this word uttered by Musa alayhi salam, قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ, definitely my Lord is with me and he's going to guide me. I have no any kind of scaredness from this Fir'aun and his army. I'm not afraid of them. My Lord is with me. فَأَوْحَيْنَا. Immediately, after this conviction, after this declaration, after this faith in Allah's command, response comes immediately. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have revealed to Musa al-Islam, أَنَدْرِبْ بِأَسَاكَ الْبَحْرِ. The strike, your streak onto the sea. Now it doesn't make sense. If you go to that same river or sea today and keep on striking 24 hours, it's not going to split. It's not going to split. Stick got nothing, no power. And there is no sense, logic, that you strike on the water and water will split. It doesn't happen. Illogic thing, illogic action. But that was the command at that particular time. That Musa, whatever you have in your hand, and this is another lesson we all have to learn, that we should not only sit down and just keep on making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I am sick, remove my disease. Oh Allah, I am jobless, please grant me the job. Or I am not getting married, please grant me the suitable partner. You are sitting on the musalla and keep on making dua, not doing any effort. It's not going to happen. Miracle doesn't happen. You have to step out. You have to do some action. You have to do some work. Then depend on the mercy of Allah. Then it will happen. Then it will materialize. When you do some act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the power to show the miracle without striking Musa alayhi salam streak onto the river. He could bring Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, any angel could come and destroy the Pharaoh and army. He could do so many things without Musa alayhi salam sitting there. But no, he commanded Musa alayhi salam to act, to do something, and then my mercy, my help will come to rescue you. So he said, now strike. So the moment he said this strike onto the river, onto the ocean, Musa alayhi salam did. That is the job of the, you know, the messenger, whatever commands comes, immediately they do the action on it. So the moment Musa alayhi salam strike onto the river, what happened? Again, fan falaka. Fa is very important. Fan falaka. The moment he strike onto the river, onto the water, immediately it split. And not one, according to the revival, is a 12 ways. 12 ways came made into that water. فَكَانُ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. And there is like a huge mountain. The wave was like a huge mountain. وَأَسْلَفْنَا. Then we brought both the groups together. Fir'aun and his army also watching what is happening that on the sea. They are also watching there. And here, Bani Israel also watching. ثُمَّ وَأَسْلَفْنَا ثُمَّ الْآخَرِينَ. And then Anjena Musa wa Mamahu Ajma'in, then we have protected Musa alayhi salam, and whoever was with him at the time, Ma'ahu Ajma'in, all of them were protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they were following the Nabi of the time. They were following the Rasul of the time. So although their iman was weak, they were rebellious, they were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not 100% following the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at that moment, they have little bit iman and they were following the Rasul of Allah. So because of that following, because of that, little bit iman, whatever they had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them with Musa alayhi salam. And at the same time, summa agrakna al-akharin. The moment Fir'aun is, they are walking to the ocean, let's go, follow. The moment they came into the middle of the river, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the water to come as it was, and Fir'aun was drowned with whole entire army. My brothers and sisters, this is the great lesson for us, that we should do something. At least we should follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this 1 year already passed and new year already started. What is our resolution for the new year? We should have some kind of covenant and pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala individually. Number one, O Allah, forgiveness, istighfar. Whatever past year I could not perform my 5-time salat, please forgive me. I have missed so many prayers. But now, from today onward, this new year, you granted me the new chapter of my life. I will make sure, I make pledge to you. I promise you, I will not miss any farz salat. I'll make my sure, I leave everything out, and I'll be on time, I'll perform my 5-time salat. You should have covenant. Last year, I couldn't read Quran, I couldn't open the Quran because of my negligence. This year, I promise every day I will read one chapter or one page, at least the Holy Quran, inshallah, every day. Last year, I couldn't remember you. I did not make zikrullah too much. This year, I am promising I am going to change my lifestyle. I am going to come onto the right path. I am going to do something for my hereafter. I am going to prepare my qabr. I am going to prepare myself to stand in front of you on the day of judgment. This should be life-changing point for us this new year. What is the new year in Islam? It's not celebration. It's rather, whatever happened in last year, we should have regret on that. And whatever is coming forth, we should have full promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will not continue with my negligence, with my unmindfulness of Allah's command. Rather, this is the chance Allah Ta'ala has given me through His mercy. I am going to utilize it in the proper way, in the right way, in the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'll make my rest of the life better than whatever it was in past. This we should have future bright. We should have, this kind of enthusiasm and zeal within ourselves, and we should try to change our life. Until and unless, my brothers and sisters, we should not step out, we should not act, nothing will happen. Allah's mercy is there. He wants to grab you, He wants to forgive you. But when you raise your hand and ask forgiveness with sincerity and ikhlas, then Allah will forgive you. If you don't have time to ask forgiveness, you don't have time to pray salat, you don't have time to recite the Quran and make zikrullah, how your life is going to change, how this new year will be beneficial for you. We have to make dua also. May Allah Ta'ala make this new year full of blessing and prosperity, and all the ummah is suffering in Gaza and all over the world. May Allah Ta'ala remove the obstacles and defeat the enemies and make this new year, full of conviction and blessing and barakah for the whole ummah. Thank you.